Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Few people would disagree with us that jihad has today become one of the most misunderstood doctrines of Islam. Now, just as jihad has been mentioned in the Quran, we know that it has also been mentioned in hadith. And according to a specific hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that he has been ordained by the Almighty to wage war against certain people. The words are, "Umirtu an uqatil an-nas." And I'll read out the whole narrative before you. The narrative says, "Umirtu an uqatil an-nasa hatta yashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah wa yuqimu as-salata wa yu'tu az-zakat fa idha fa'alu dhalika 'asamu minni dima'ahum wa amwalahum illa bihaqqi al-islam wa hisabuhum 'alallah." A simple translation of this narrative is, I have been directed to wage war against these people unless they testify to the oneness of God and to the Prophet of Muhammad, are diligent in the prayer and pay zakat. If they accept these terms, their lives will be spared, except if they commit some other violation that entails their immunity to this protection. And in the hereafter, their account rests with God. So on the basis of this narrative, it is derived by Muslim jurists that just as the Prophet was directed to wage war against people, today also Muslims, while following their Prophet, they in their collective capacity must wage war against people. Now, it's very important to realize that whenever we interpret the hadith, there are two very cardinal principles which must be kept into consideration. The first of them is that one must interpret each and every narrative in the light of the Quran. A narrative cannot give an independent directive in Islam. It must explain what is already present either in the Quran or in the Sunnah. It cannot give an independent directive. And second, we must collate and collect all the variants of a narrative in order to see what the actual purport of the narrative is. Now, if in the light of the first principle we examine this narrative, we come to find that it is nothing but an explanation of the divine law which is already mentioned in the Quran and which is specifically related to the messengers of God, whom the Almighty selects in His own times, and through them He punishes people who intentionally deny the truth. He punishes them in this world, and in this regard He makes two categories. People who subscribe to polytheism, they are not given any option but to accept Islam. Of course, as this narrative says, they have to accept Islam by saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and then they have to pray and then have to pay zakat, which actually is a testimony to their belief in Islam. So it is essential to relate this narrative to its origin in the Quran. As per this origin, as per this divine practice, the Prophet Muhammad in his own times as a messenger of God was selected by the Almighty to punish people for their deliberate denial. And as I said, in this case, the mushrikeen, or people who had deliberately denied the truth, were to be punished by his hands. And in this regard, people who were the people of the book, who were basically monotheists, they were spared, they were allowed to live on their own religion if they were willing to be subservient to the Islamic polity. So therefore, this hadith is absolutely specific. It's based on the Quran. It's an explanation of one of the stipulations of the Quran, according to which the Almighty selects His messengers, and through them He punishes people who deliberately deny the truth. It has absolutely no bearing on other Muslims. And as long as the jihad which can be waged today, we can safely say that it's only on one basis, and that is against oppression, against injustice, and against persecution. As far as the jihad which is mentioned in this narrative is concerned, it was specific to the messengers of God, and in this regard, as this narrative itself says, it was specific to the last messenger of God, which was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, as I said earlier, that there are two cardinal principles in interpreting a hadith narrative. The first of them, as I said, and I have already done that, is to relate that narrative to its origin and to its basis in the Quran. And the second thing is that we must collate and collect and analyze all the variants of that narrative so that we can have a complete picture. Now, if we do that in the case of this narrative, the second step corroborates the very first step, and as we see that one of the variants itself very clearly says that the word an-nas, which was mentioned in the first narrative and was translated as people, is actually explained by another narrative in which the words are umirtu an uqatil al-mushriqin. So the Prophet has been explicitly told that he has been ordained to fight the mushrikeen, or the polytheists, or the idolaters of his times. So it becomes absolutely clear now that the first narrative itself is based on the Quran, and secondly, as one of the variants itself shows, that the word an-nas, or people, as translated as people, in fact connotes the mushrikun, or the idolaters of Arabia who existed in the Prophet's times, which makes the whole narrative absolutely specific to the mushrikun or the polytheists of Arabia. So in a nutshell, we can say that this narrative is nothing but the explanation of a divine practice which is mentioned in the Quran and which is specific to the messengers of God, and in this case it is specific to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It has no bearing on any other person or any other stipulation. So one must be very clear that this narrative relates specifically to the messenger of God, and in this case to the Prophet Muhammad. As far as jihad today is concerned, of course it is still a directive of Islam, but today it can only be carried out against oppression, against injustice, against persecution. As far as this jihad is concerned, which is mentioned in this narrative, it is specific to the messengers of God. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ